Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 12th. Happy Resurrection Day. I am so grateful to be reading God's Word with you today as we feast on God's Word. May the Holy Spirit give us wisdom and encouragement from His Word. First, I'll be reading the sermon passage. We're moving into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, and then we'll continue on in the Psalms, today being in Psalm 91. In Deuteronomy, the title is Obedience Commanded. Now, in this little section, there's a reference to what happened to those among the fellowship who followed the Baal of Peor. In verse 3, it says, "You saw with your own eyes what the Lord did at Baal Peor." This is a reference to Numbers chapter 25, when the people went after foreign gods and also were enticed into sexually immoral relationships, and God brought down a plague upon them. In this plague, some 24,000 people died. So what Moses is urging here in the passage I'm about to read is remember what happened when people left their first love and their loves became disordered. Stay faithful to God. Don't follow other gods like our ancestors did. Deuteronomy 4, 1 through 8. "Now Israel, hear the decrees and laws I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. You saw with your own eyes what the Lord did at Baal Peor. The Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor. But all you who held fast to the Lord your God are still alive today. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?'" Before we move on, I want to just touch on two areas. First, from verses 7 and 8, I love how Moses describes the way the Lord our God is near to us when we pray. It's just a beautiful image, just the nearness of God in His promises. The other thing I want to talk about is hearkening back to Baal Peor and this idea of disordered love. The people in former days went after these false gods. They were intermingling with the people and the nations around them, and they ended up in a mess. But they didn't wake up one day saying, "Oh, I want to leave the God of the Israelites and I want to go to these foreign gods." It was a slow kind of thing where their view probably became clouded. It wasn't, "Oh, they're right and I know the God of my ancestors is wrong." Perhaps it started with wanting favor with the people that they were entering into their land, and the women looked beautiful and they were enticed to be sexually immoral with them. Sometimes we slowly reorder our loves in life as well, For us, it could be anything that distracts us from God's kingdom today. Maybe we're seeking approval or comfort or loving the fact that we have control over someone or something. And we begin to focus more our love on that than having a love for God. And this passage is urging us, remember the laws and the commands of the Lord. They are life to us. They're the best laws that we have, it says in verse 8. What other nation is so great to have such righteous decrees? We see that in Jesus, the one who has shown us how to perfectly fulfill the law of God. And so we look to you, Lord Jesus, today and ask for your help, that our love for you and for God's kingdom would be pure. Okay, let's move on over to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 91 today. I mentioned the launching verses yesterday. Psalm 91 includes a chunk of verses that we're memorizing in that process as well. Verses 9 through, I think it's 12. Those are verses that remind us who our refuge is, the Lord. And that in the midst of tumultuous times, His presence is near us. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. And now, as we move into verses 9 through 12, would you say them antiphonally with me? If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And then I'll move into the rest of the passage. You will tread on the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Lord, give us right loves. Love you first, and then love the gifts that you have given in obedience to your commands. Also, Lord, we thank you that you are our refuge, according to Psalm 91. Sometimes I'm tempted to pray that prayer kind of like an incantation. Lord, you said you would protect me, but I believe that whatever befalls me, whatever comes my way, you are there and you are present with me and you are preparing a kingdom for your people. And I can rest knowing that you are my refuge and your angels are nearby. I want to end with a liturgy for Sunday's table blessing. As we think about God's word being a feast, let us pray, thanking the Lord for this feast and for others we may share today. O God and Father of all, we are gathered at this table in grateful fellowship to share the blessing of this meal at the christening of this new week. We lift to you here our hearts and prayers. For grace and provision in the coming week, we look to you. For the life-giving gifts of your word and your truth, we are thankful. For the joys of life shared with family and friends, we praise you. For the grace to live in grateful humility, we look to you. For the many small blessings and beauties that surround us, we are thankful. For the displays of your majesty and power in our world, we praise you. For the promise of your constant presence, giving hope and comfort and strength, and joy in the various moments and labors of the week to come, we bless your holy name. May the rhythms of our petitions and thanksgivings become, in time, like the steady drumbeat in a long and unending song of your faithfulness, O God. Amen.